Confession number 50. I am not in the flesh. God's Spirit is dwelling in me. In Romans 8:9, we see these words. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Here we have a most important truth that we must know, reckon on, and walk in until it is etched on our brain and our minds are transformed by the truth. If you are a genuine believer, you are no longer in the flesh, as Paul uses the phrase here. The phrase in the flesh is the position and the condition of the lost person, the unregenerate man, synonymous with being in Adam. This phrase is used several times in the Bible to speak of our lost pre-salvation condition. Errors are made and confusion is caused when people refer to a believer as in the flesh. It would help greatly if we read verses 8 and 9 together. Listen to these words. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. A believer can walk after the flesh, but never again can he be in the flesh, as the Bible uses the phrase. Notice the truths and the exclusive alternatives. Those in the flesh cannot please God. Genuine Christians are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Only genuine believers have the Holy Spirit indwelling. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you are not saved. Genuine Christians are in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Every person physically alive today is either in the flesh and lost, or in the Spirit and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. This is important. This is an important truth to nail down. Write me. Let me know if you have a question for clarification. This is vital. The truth is, if you have been redeemed, you can confidently confess, I am not in the flesh. God's Spirit is indwelling me. Have a great day and remember again, confession number 50. I'm not in the flesh. God's Spirit is dwelling in me.